We all need a bit of magic in our lives from time to time, and my next guest can deliver that. Ash Hodgkinson is a 19-year-old magician and TikTok star with millions of followers. He goes by the name of Ash Magic online. Ash, hi.
G'day, Hillary. How are you going?
Oh, very well, thank you. Welcome to Life Matters. You've got a book out. It's called Real Magic. What does that concept mean to you?
Well, so yeah, like you said, I am a magician and magic is everywhere in my life. But over the past of like few years, I've sort of discovered this other kind of magic, which is like good vibes and positivity. And in the book, I talk about how focusing on good vibes changed my life.
Yeah, it's a really interesting read because there's lots about magic in there. I was startled to see that you give away some tricks, but also, you know, the journey from you as this really quite troubled little kid to this amazingly successful magician now. Tell us a bit more about what life was like for you as a younger person and how you felt a bit different.
Yeah, well, in the book, I talk about, you know, my story about growing up as a young kid with anxiety and ADHD and how finding magic allowed me to channel those things into achieving my dream of becoming a performer. And so, yeah, when I was growing up, it was tough. And like everyone around me, it seemed like everyone, you know, they had it all figured out. And my brother and my sister, they were both very academic and they were good at sport. And I never really had like a hobby or a thing that I was interested in until I found magic. And that's sort of what snapped me out of this funk that I was in and allowed me to, it sort of became my superpower, basically.
I love those stories of you just kind of zoning out on the rugby field and looking at the clouds and then the ball comes yes. towards you. Oh, no. But then you mentioned this funk, Ash. It sounds like you went to a really sad place for a little while.
Yeah, and it was tough, and like just trying to, like, you know, growing up as a kid, I felt like I was alone, and every time, you know, like ADHD and anxiety got mentioned, whether it's in like parent teacher interviews or something, I always felt like there was something wrong with me, and so it'd be lots of up and downs until I found magic, and that's sort of just what took me out of it, and I'm super grateful for it.
And you talk about how the ADHD and anxiety actually play into how well you do the magic. How is that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, you know, being a creator and sort of always trying to think of new things, the ADHD kind of comes in handy a bit. So, you know, just like I was zoning out on the rugby field thinking about my favorite food, nowadays I'm, you know, I'll be doing something and I'll zone out and I'll think of a new idea for a magic trick or for a TikTok or just a cool idea for something I can explore. And so it sort of comes in handy in that sort of style. And also with the sort of ADHD, it's sort of like, a person with ADHD like will sort of focus on something 100%, and so I'm quite grateful for that. It sort of like helps me stay motivated and keep my eyes on the prize, basically.
Yeah, well, there's all these photos of you as this what looks like this tiny little 10-year-old kid practicing card tricks, you know, over and over and over again until you got really, really good. Tell us how you found magic and then moved through this shyness and anxiety to go into performing.
Well, it started off, I was probably in the middle of this funk that we were talking about, and I was with my mum in the city on Pitt Street Mall, and we saw this guy with a table set up and with a bunch of people around him, and like any, you know, small curious kid, I squished my way to the front of the crowd, and I saw he was doing card tricks, and he blew my mind, and I just got obsessed with it. And I think it was the sort of ADHD that, you know, like this guy, I was seeing him, he had the whole crowd like in the palm of his hand. It was sort of that whole idea of controlling, being able to sort of just have control of your own life, that sort of fascinated me. And so I think that's why I got so hooked onto it. And so I went home and I learned all I could. And then I went to this like magic sort of camp with, and then on the first day I met my best friend, his name was Lucas. And he was a young magician as well. And then from there, we started doing shows together. And then we started busking on the street, like just doing card tricks for random people. And then we got discovered by one of Australia's leading magicians called Adam Marder. And he sort of took us under his wing and started directing us and producing us and sort of running all the shows. And then, you know, years later, here I am doing things on TikTok and writing a book. It's a very strange journey, but it's insane.
Well, it sounds like there are a few little hiccups on the way, like the first time your parents drove you into the city to try and go busking, and it was like, oh, I'm not sure I want to do this after all.
Yeah, definitely. I remember that day specifically, like that's sort of when, like, the magic hadn't completely gotten rid of all the anxiety and stuff. And so I remember the first day I went out trying to busk, I got my dad to sit in the middle of a crowd, and I pretended like I didn't know him, and I went and showed him a trick, but secretly he was my dad and he was pretending I was this amazing magician. But yeah.
That's great. Well, and you said, you know, the anxiety hadn't completely gone at that stage. Are you saying that the magic has helped you deal with the anxiety these days to the extent where it's not a problem anymore?
Well, just like anything, it's still a part of my life, and I feel like I talk about it like it's sort of like a muscle, and I feel like, you know, busking on the street really quite helped that, because you're talking to people just like nonstop, like trick after trick after trick, and so being able to use magic as a way to communicate with people sort of gave me that power, and that sort of transferred into other conversations. And so, yeah, it's just like a muscle, and still nowadays it's still something that I struggle with, but it's definitely nowhere near how bad it was when I was younger, and I thank the magic for that.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of, you know, misdirection and confidence and performance that you talk about in the book, and that anyone who's seen a magic show understands as part of the deal. What makes a good magician in your view, Ash? How do you get there?
Well, how do I get there? I mean, it's tough, but I think the secret is just practice, 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 just like anything, you know, pick a trick, whether there's like in the book that I teach lots of tricks, like some that are good for beginners and intermediate, and someone maybe if they already know a few magic tricks. So, you know, pick a trick and just practice the crap out of it, and, you know, set your phone up and film it and do it to your phone and watch your back and see if you can figure out how you did it. And then, you know, show your friends, show your family. And then, you know, take it elsewhere, maybe post videos online and on TikTok, and you might get a bunch of followers like I did, or go out and set up a table on the street. But I think, you know, just like anything, just be committed to it.
And when you say take it elsewhere, in the before times, you flew to India, I understand, where street magic is big. What was that like?
Yeah, it was honestly insane. And so that was for a show called Marta's Marvels with Adam Marta, the Australian magician. And so we traveled around India, and we visited all the different orphanages around there, and sort of showed the kids magic tricks and taught them a bunch of stuff and just helping out over there. And it was such a crazy, like, eye-opening experience, and I'm super grateful for it. But yeah, there's sort of been this ongoing tradition of connection between Australian magicians and Indian magicians, and sort of just transferring these, like, each other's secrets and showing each other the art form. It's really great.
And you were 14 when that happened. I understand you brought back a really special little picture of a duck. What's that about?
Yeah, it was at one of the schools, and it was a super funny experience. Like, we'd been going all week, just going to all these different schools and orphanages, and there was this one, and there was a massive crowd, and we did a trick, and we taught them a bunch of tricks, and then at the end, they had made some artwork for us, and it was just this very cute little, like, hand-drawn picture of a duck with, like, popsicle sticks made for a frame, and it was the cutest thing ever, and so it's still hanging on my wall, and so that means a lot to me.
Yeah, that's a pretty startling perspective, isn't it, to life in Australia?
Definitely.
We're speaking with Ash Hodgkinson, but you might know him as Ash Magic online on Instagram and elsewhere and TikTok. Ash, you mentioned before that, you know, you're focusing on the good vibes and how useful that's been for you, this positive thinking in moving through the difficulties that the ADHD and the anxiety pose for you early on. How useful is that for you these days? I mean, how important is it to the way you are in the world?
Yeah, I mean, especially nowadays, like, the whole good vibes and positivity thing is so essential right now. And I think, you know, lockdown wouldn't be anywhere near as cruisy as it is without the good vibe stuff. And I think that. But I think, yeah, it's something that everybody could use. And so if you know someone who's, you know, maybe going through lockdown a little bit tough, I think this is great. And so I think it's just something that everybody can use, no matter their age or wherever they are.
Do you need to find a balance sometimes, though, for yourself, Ash? Is it useful to sit with sad feelings for a little while sometimes and let them be there before you go, okay, that's it, I'm done?
Yeah, like, I feel like it's never good to sort of, like, ignore them. I think always just acknowledge what you're feeling and see if there's a way to sort of come out of that. I mean, one thing that I do, and my family hates me for it, is just blasting music at 100% in my room and pretend I'm at a big concert and I'm on stage and I'm singing to a million people. And it's It's something that I do probably every second day, and it always just manages to lift my spirits. And so, yeah, you know, find something that brightens your smile, whether it's go for a walk or you know, play with a dog or blast music and just sort of figure out what works for you.
Well, I understand one of the things that's worked for you is pranking people sometimes with glitter. And when I read that, it was like, that is going too far. Glitter everywhere. No.
Yes, I like, you know, I do like pranking people and you know, keeping morale high at the house and, you know, always keeping people on their toes.
Your parents must be very, very supportive people.
Yeah, they're insanely supportive. They are my biggest supporters ever, and they're still helping me to this day, always behind the scenes. My mum is the props lady, so whenever I need a specific prop, if I need like a 10-foot pole for some reason, she'll come back with three different colours. And my dad is the sort of businessman, and it sort of helps me out with like contracts and other sort of businessy side things. So it's great. It's a great team.
Well, it's really interesting reading your book, Ash Magic, too, because you have some help and advice for people who might be going through some difficult times with what's happening online to them, because this has happened to you too. You had some hard times when you were finding your feet in magic with people who were haters online. How did you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, no matter what you do, there's always going to be haters. And so I think, like, nowadays what I do, I just don't look at them. You know, I think the only thing that can fix it is to just ignore it, you know, whether it's like blocking them or deleting the comments or something, but just don't feed into it. And just know that, like, I feel like just try and use empathy, you know, like if someone's taking time out of their day to push bad energy on you, then it's, you know, there's obviously something else going on in their life that they're not dealing with. So I think, yeah, no, just try and realize that everyone has their own things going on and nobody's perfect.
Indeed. Well, and speaking of online platforms, you seem to have adapted some of the really traditional tricks to, you know, updated technology. Tell us a bit about how you transfer tricks to TikTok.
Yeah, well, it's a super cool platform, and I was super grateful when I found it because it was just so perfect for everything that I was doing. And it's, you know, it's different from doing magic, you know, on stage or for people, because it's so quick and so snappy, and you really need to just like catch people's eye, otherwise they're going to keep scrolling. So I think it's just all about shortening the tricks and just making them super visual. And there's some really cool tricks which I love, and I love doing on stage, but they might not be the best for TikTok videos because they're a little bit too long and there's a little bit too much talking. So I think it's just all about like nice, quick visuals, like a card suddenly changing or like something appearing out of a fireball. So it's a lot of fun sort of exploring that.
Yeah, though I did note that you got your eyebrows burnt off once. Not your fault. I'm sure it was Lucas's fault at the time, but just a caveat, kids, maybe don't try it at home without some expert advice. I love the one, Ash, where you make a $5 note appear out of your phone. That was pretty cute.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, and I think a lot of like stuff with everyday objects is what I do a lot of the time. So like in the book, I do lots of tricks with, you know, just objects that people have around the house. So if they can, you know, be out at lunch or something and then pull their chapstick out of their pocket and do a trick like that. And so, you know, it's not just like big, you know, boxes and cutting people in half. It's sort of really sort of down to earth, kind of just like magic with everyday objects. I think it's so awesome.
Well, magic with everyday objects. You've got 6 million followers on TikTok. You once performed with Batman. What could possibly be next for you?
What could possibly be next? You know, I think just keep going, keep performing, keep acting and just going at it with all my heart, and whatever it is, I just hope that I'm happy and I'm helping people, spreading positivity.
And one day get back to busking and performing in front of actual live people.
Definitely, 100%.
Yeah. Ash, thanks so much for chatting with us today on Life Matters. All the best for that future. I think it's going to be huge.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
Cheers. Ash Hodgkinson, magician, author of a book called Real Magic, very, very accessible for the young people in your life. He goes by Ash Magic online. And it's got actual magic tricks in it. Is that even legal? I don't know.